First story takes us to the United States, where National Security Agency is coming under more pressure for its secret data collection programs. 19 U.S. organizations have filed lawsuits in California federal court against the NSA, claiming that their constitutional rights have been violated by the agency's spying programs. Now, the initiative is taken by the Electronic Freedom Foundation on behalf of a variety of groups. Others joining the suit include the First Unitarian Church of Los Angeles, the gun rights group Cow Guns Foundation, Greenpeace, and Human Rights Watch. The case is the latest in a wave of legal actions since a former CIA contractor at the NSA disclosed Washington's mass spying program at home and abroad. Activists say the secret programs not only invade privacy, but harm people's First Amendment right of association. We'll switch over to San Francisco, California, joined by activist and political commentator, Mr. Mark Mason. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, let's look at this. Do you think that these lawsuits are actually going to make a difference? Will it have an effect?
These lawsuits are very, very important. They take the Obama administration into the courts, where the lawyers from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, an association actually that goes beyond that particular organization. As you mentioned, there's a broad spectrum of 19 or so groups that represent the broad political spectrum in the United States, from the right to the left. So this is the Obama administration. Also, the courts have not been supporting free speech, and the Congress has not acted in defense of free speech. So we really have a rogue state that's been grossly violating civil liberties. It's written right into our Constitution there, and this is one of the places where it needs to be played out in the courts to defend our constitutional rights. I will say, though, that South Koreans are out in the street. We really need to be doing this. South Koreans are in the street now calling for the resignation of the president. They're calling for the dismantling of their NIS, their own South Korean spy network that's been spying on and manipulating the public. So we need actually here also people in the streets.
But do you think that part of the problem, Mr. Mason, is that a lot of people perhaps are surprised that this is taking place under a Democratic president? And if this had happened, this type of violation, and of course it did happen, but now it's happening even more. But if this had happened to this degree under George W. Bush, do you think that we would be seeing more of a reaction than now that it's happening under Obama's watch?
Absolutely. That's a point that really hits the nail right on the head. We have a segment of the Democratic Party, I would call them the liberal Democrats, the liberal reformers, and they basically follow whatever the Democratic Party line is. What we have is a situation, though, where we really now at this point in 2013, I used to think we had two political parties, and then I thought, no, we really have one. In the United States right now, I would argue that we have no political parties. We just have Wall Street and the military-industrial complex, big pharma and big oil, basically just giving instructions directly to the White House and the Congress, and the courts are bought off as well.
So do you think that we will be seeing, as you said, you compared to South Korea and that the people are taking to the streets, but yet Americans, even though this is a blatant violation of the U.S. Constitution, have reacted somewhat, but we have not seen the people taking to the streets. Why do you think that that's the case?
That's the nature of American culture. We are depoliticized. We are atomized. Since World War II, I would say that even the spread of suburban living, we have our living context where people, the life of an American is somewhat exaggerated in the statement, but I will say they go to work, they spend time commuting to and from work, 1 to 3 hours per day, and they watch TV and they shop. And that's it. There is no political sense, no civic engagement in the American culture today.
Okay, and on that note, we appreciate you being with us, Mr. Mark Mason, activist and political commentator out of San Francisco, California.